Governor Mike Pence announced cuts last year to state agency budgets after tax collections came in dramatically below expectations for the first half of the last fiscal year. He included a 2% cut to higher education funding. The state ultimately ended the fiscal year just above projections, but State Budget Director Brian Bailey says there's still concern about state revenues going forward in the fiscal year that began last month, and that continued cost savings is needed to maintain the state's $2 billion budget reserve.
Why the governor believes it's important, why we believe it's important, is that it helps preserve dollars to spend on state agencies and universities through a critical downturn in the economy.
But Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Luke Kenly says lawmakers made a deal with universities. Keep tuition increases low, and in return, the state budget will include an appropriate funding level.
The fact that the state may be cutting back here, it puts pressure on them to just go out and make these other decisions, which would have negative consequences, for example, tuition increases.
The 2% cut for universities represents about $27 million. Bailey says if tax collections meet expectations through 11 months of the fiscal year, that is, by next June, the state will release the money cut from the current fiscal year back to the higher ed institutions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.